You're listening to GNU World Order, episode 346. My name's Klaatu, and this episode, Be Forewarned, is about COVID-19. If you're tired of hearing about COVID-19, turn this episode off. This is not required listening. But I've been hearing some podcasts lately, and I've kind of noticed how strange it is when they don't mention COVID-19 at all. So I wanted to, I didn't want to just not address it. And it is officially a global pandemic right now, which we really haven't seen within our lifetimes, I don't think. And that makes it a pretty scary thing. It's new territory for pretty much everyone. We haven't dealt with anything like this before, not personally. We can look back at history and see that there were other instances of such events, but we've not lived through it ourselves. And I want to say to you, dear listener, whoever you are, whether I know you exist or not, and there are some of you who I don't know exist, I don't know you. You haven't emailed, you haven't talked to me in any way, and that's fine, there's no expectation of that whatsoever. So I know that there are many of you out there who I don't personally know, and that doesn't matter. At this point right now, it doesn't matter whether I know you personally or not. I want you, dear listener, to be safe and healthy. That's the most important thing right now, to keep yourself safe and healthy, and to protect the ones that you care about. Now, I know that not everyone has the frankly, luxury of staying at home all day. I've been very fortunate, and I'm well aware of this, that I have acquired a job that has me working remote by default. I don't go to an office, so self-isolation or quarantine, that doesn't really resonate with me. That's something that happens every day, practically, for me. So this is relatively a pretty low-impact scenario. And I know that that's not everyone, and I can't imagine the kind of stress that this is causing, not only just because of the health implications, but because of the financial burden that not being able to go about your normal business is having on a lot of you. But I think in the open source community, one of the things that we do really, really well, in many of our cases, it's why we do what we're doing. I mean, there are many different angles to open source, but one of them is community. That's a big one. And community is built around sharing and caring for one another. So I do hope that no matter what comes of COVID-19 and the changing landscape of how the world works based around COVID-19. I do believe that we've got a strong model here in open source with our community, with our strong sense of community and our strong desire to help one another. I don't know, nobody knows right now what this all means on the long term. And that, again, is one of the scary things about being here right now. But I have faith in the idea that humanity's default setting, whether it tends to recognize that or not, given outside factors, is essentially open source. It's about sharing resources, it's about sharing information, it's about caring for one another. So no matter what trajectory we happen to be on right now, I think that there's going to be one thing that shines through it all and that prevails in the end, which is that human instinct to help each other. And whether you're in a position to help or to be helped, it's important for you to do whatever you can for those around you. One of those things, of course, is to act like you're already infected with COVID-19. Assume that you have it. Don't put others at risk. We all know this. We've all gotten the lectures from our health officials and governments and so on. And so that's an important aspect of helping each other right now. Later down the line, it might be something different. There might be something different that we need to do. But for now, it's to keep distant from one another and conversely, embrace technology so that we're not too distant from one another emotionally. And look, within the open source ecosystem, we've got a setup for that. We've always had a setup for that. As open source users and developers and whatever we are in this community, not ever meeting each other in person is something that we've done all along. I don't know half of you probably, but I know so many of you. And in that spirit, I am trying to really, really ramp up my availability over different channels. You probably know from the end recording that I play at the end of each episode, I'm on Mastodon. I'm also on Riot lately, which is kind of the I guess IRC Nouveau system. So it's the Riot is a front end for Matrix. I should have said Matrix is sort of the IRC Nouveau. So I'm on there as Klaatu. I'm on Mastodon as Klaatu. And of course, there's always email and a couple of other channels that are available as well, which, for instance, the Hacker Public Radio Network has a Mumble server that they use. And every day, a bunch of Hacker Public Radio hosts have been signing into that meeting space and just kind of hanging out. So if you're interested in that, check in to the Riot channel, the Hacker Public Radio Riot channel, or the Matrix channel, sorry. You can use the Riot client to do that. Check in there, find out when the Mumble session is happening that day, and check in, say hi, be around some friendly folk. Now, one thing I always like to do when faced with adversity is I try to look at the problem and understand what we can learn from it. And I don't know that we have hard and fast lessons that we can learn this early in. I mean, it's pretty early yet. And certainly there are different lessons for each different region, depending on how your official representatives have reacted to this problem. It'll affect what kind of lesson you have to take away from this. But there are a lot of systems that are failing right now, and we've seen that very recently, where there are systems that are set up for one purpose or another. Broadly defined, it's to keep people safe. And we've seen them being stress tested in new and unexpected ways, and they haven't been doing great. And that's something to take note of. If you're in a region that is not responding to COVID-19, in a way that has kept you informed with factual information on a regular basis, then you should take note of that. Just mentally take note of those shortcomings and see, maybe not now, maybe when you're comfortable to be more analytical about it. Depends on how you deal with these problems, obviously. But see what you can learn from this and see if there's stuff that we can take away from this, because if we don't learn from the situation, then it's really just a bad experience all around. But to make it something that can empower us to be better the next time this happens, we should definitely be taking notes on what's happening and how people are dealing with it, and when it has spread, why has it spread? What's been the cause of that? Where are the weak points in our safeguards? This isn't really a whole lot different than analyzing your own computer system for weaknesses and errors. There are always things that we can adjust here and there to make things stronger, more resilient, and better for everyone. And I guess that's, all in all, that's my takeaway from COVID-19, is that ultimately, through thick and thin, we humans are here on this planet to help each other, to support each other, to make sure that we each succeed. And we need to keep that in mind as COVID-19 stress tests. Not just the official channels that we've built up around us, but also the organic, homegrown, grassroots, person-to-person community that we each exist within. And at the end of the day, that's what really matters. None of the other systems that we've built up really mean anything. Let's help each other to get through this. Stay strong. Don't feel ashamed if you feel scared. Take solace in one another, and we'll get through it. Thanks for listening. Thank you. listening to the New World Order podcast. This has been Klaatu. You can reach me on the Matrix Network. I'm in the Hack Republic radio channel. My name is Klaatu. You can also reach me on Mastodon. My name there is @Klaatu@mastodon.xyz. Of course, you can always email me. My address is klaatu@member.fsf.org. That's klaatu@member.fsf, as in freesoftwarefoundation.org. You can also visit my websites, newworldorder.info and slackermedia.info.
You won't ever see me.